Our next case for argument is 21-1902, In Re Asset Guard Products. Ms. Cameron, please proceed.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. There are two issues before the Court this morning. First, the cited references are not analogous art. And second, even if they were analogous, the Board still erred in finding the claims obvious. The big picture context is important in this case. The claims of the 302 patent, which is the subject of the reexamination, relate to a corrosion-free, load-bearing tank base for an above-ground storage tank for used to store produced water at an oil or gas well site to protect against spills and leaks of highly corrosive and hazardous material. In response to this disclosure, the board cited references related to hot tub pads, auto repair ramps, and modular shipping pallet. On the whole, these are very different art areas, and at a fundamental level, the board's rejection cannot stand.
Counsel, why don't you focus for me, if you don't mind, on the Noble reference, because as I understand, that could be affirmed all by itself. Is that right?
That's correct, Your Honor. The examiner and then the board did have an obviousness rejection based on Noble alone. However, Noble is not analogous art, and even if it was, it still does not obviate all of the claim limitations. And I can take those on in two parts. So first, whether Noble is analogous art. It's not. This court has articulated time and time again that to determine whether a reference, like Noble, is analogous, we first look to see if it's in the same field of endeavor, and the second path is to see if it's reasonably pertinent to the particular problem of central importance in the disclosure that it's being used against. It's not analogous under either of those tests in this case. That's because Noble is not, it's not the same structure, not the same function, and it's not related to the same particular problem of central importance disclosed in the 302 patent. What I mean by that is the particular problem of central importance that's addressed in the 302 patent is the corrosive nature of above-ground storage tanks. As the 302 patent explains, these above-ground storage tanks hold produced water at an oil or gas site.
Counsel, doesn't the 302 patent actually disclose two different needs that it's identified in the prior art, which it is satisfying by its invention? The first one is certainly what you're describing, the safer environmental and green waste, but doesn't it also identify a second one, which is a more conveniently portable installation process?
Your Honor, it does. It does describe both of those benefits.
So if that's one of the benefits for the 302 patent, why isn't Noble reasonably pertinent to that problem? The second one.
Because even though that is a benefit that's described in the 302 patent, the 302 patent, from the first sentence of the abstract to the language of the claims, makes clear that the problem of central importance is this corrosivity that is prevalent in above-ground storage tanks because they're holding this produced water that contains minerals and some oil and gas, that if that material, if that water leaked into the environment, would pose hazardous problems.
Do you have any case law to support the idea that if a patent says it's addressing two problems in the prior art, that we can't, for analogous arts purposes, look to art that could be relevant to each of them individually, but rather we have to identify a single central problem and only look to art relevant to that? Do you have any case law that would suggest that? Because my instinct tells me, for analogous arts purposes, if there's two discrete and different things that this patent is addressing, we ought to be able to look at two discrete and different bodies of analogous art.
Your Honor, the cases say that there may be multiple problems addressed in a patent application or a patent that's being subject of the reexamination. But for example, in Cy Lee, this court there said that not only do we look at what all problems and benefits are described when we determine whether the analogous art, whether the art is analogous, we look to see whether it's reasonable, the reference cited is reasonably pertinent to the particular problem of central importance. And in this case, what the 302 patent makes clear is that that central importance problem that's being addressed is the corrosivity of this tank base. Now, Noble, what it describes is that purchasers of hot tubs are wanting instant gratification. They want to take their hot tub home and be able to install it that same day. They don't want to wait the 6 to 7 day period to have a concrete slab poured, to have a plumber come online.
Two questions, counsel. Isn't it correct that SIWI, which you're referring to, is a non-PREC decision and therefore does not set out binding law on the court?
You're correct, Your Honor. SIWI is not a published or precedential opinion. It was one example where this court has talked about looking for not just any problem, but a problem of the problem of central importance. I believe this court said the same thing in cases like Arexo and Airbus, where we were also looking at analogous art and determined that we don't just look whether there's any problem that overlaps, but whether the reference is designed to solve the same problem.
But I don't even see this central importance concept in SIWI that you're claiming is there. In fact, what SIWI does explain is that a reference need only be reasonable pertinent to one or more of the particular problems to which the invention relates. So I don't understand SIWI to be supporting this central importance concept that you're advocating, as opposed to looking, as I understand the law to be, for analogous arts, as the analogous art only has to be reasonably pertinent to one or more of the problems identified in the patent. So I don't know. If I'm right about the law, isn't Noble reasonably pertinent to the problem of conveniently portable installation?
Your Honor, Noble is related to easily installable portable pads for hot tubs, but those pads for hot tubs are very different, and we still have to look at whether the function, what the context is, and whether it is related to the same particular problems. In the instance of the hot tub in Noble, the whole point of Noble is that purchasers want to be able to install it instantaneously. There's nothing in Noble that says that easily installable hot tub pad would help with problems of corrosivity from the hot tub to the ground.
Can I just ask, and I guess this is shifting grounds to, I think, what you described as your second point, that it's not obvious over Noble in particular, and I think the other two references can largely be disregarded, even if Noble is part of the relevant prior art or analogous prior art to consider. The thing that I guess I was focusing on is this, which I think picks up on what you're saying. I do not see in Noble, tell me if you disagree or can elaborate on this, anything where Noble says the seam that we have in our two-part pad either always functions as or was designed to function as or would have the property of allowing moisture from the tank that sits on top to flow down away from the base of the tank to minimize corrosion. The paragraph, I forget what paragraph it is, there's just one little section that talks about moisture, seems to me to talk about moisture from the ground going up, and that doesn't say anything about the seam. It says rather that the coating on around the pad will prevent that from happening. And I'm not sure quite what to do with those perceptions of the limitation of Noble.
Well, Your Honor, I think you're exactly right, and your analysis is consistent with our positions before this court today. And the reason for that is, you're exactly right. What Noble describes is that there are, there may be, I guess, these alleys between pieces of the spa pad support in reference. However, those pieces are taped together, and that tape would prevent this very moisture seepage away from the bottom of the tank or the hot tub in that case, so that it avoids this corrosion problem. And you're exactly right. The only reference to moisture seepage anywhere in Noble is this idea that there may be moisture that comes up from the ground to the hot tub pad that could result in molding and give some noxious odors because of it. But what we have in the claims of the 302 patent that's before this court is very specific. It says a first seam formed between the first and second encapsulated substrates to allow for moisture to pass between the first and second encapsulated substrates so that moisture is allowed to seep away from the bottom of the tank. So we address that very directionality that even if we give Noble every benefit of the doubt and look at that, what would be kind of a seam maybe between the two pieces that's covered intentionally with tape there, there is no teaching or any suggestion that would lead a person of ordinary skill in the art that would motivate them to modify or combine Noble in any way to address this this moisture seepage for the very purpose of reducing the potential for corrosion at the bottom of these above-ground storage.
Why wouldn't having a seam, I'm not quite sure what seam means, but why wouldn't having a seam, whether having chosen it for this purpose or any other purpose, in fact, just allow that claimed property to be present? That is, water or liquid from above, once you have a seam, will find its way down and out.
I'd answer that question in two parts, Your Honor. First is that what Noble says is that if there was that seam present, if we give Noble that benefit of the doubt, that seam is then covered with tape. But also, to Your Honor's point and question is, we don't look at references to see what they could allow under any circumstance. The test this court has articulated time and time again is not what could happen, what would be allowed to happen. It's what a person of ordinary skill in the art would be motivated to do. And there's nothing in Noble that suggests that a person of ordinary skill in the art would be motivated to use seams if they were present in the spa pad of Noble to allow for moisture to seep away from the bottom central portion of the tank so that we don't have this pooling that contributes further to the corrosive nature of above ground storage tanks and the bases they're under. Turning back.
Counsel, you're into your rebuttal time. Do you want to continue?
No, if the court has no further questions, I'll yield my time for rebuttal. Thank you.
Counsel, how do I say your name?
Mindrain Deng, D-A-N-G-Deng.
Okay, please proceed.
May it please the court, I'd just like to address the last issue that Judge Toronto was talking to my opponent about, and it is the directionality of the moisture flow in the seam in Noble. It is true, if you look at Noble, the section of Noble that talks about the moisture in column 4 going into column 5, it doesn't specifically address explicitly the direction of the flow. But the issue at the
just to join with that, tell me if this is wrong, it doesn't direct specific, it does address actually the direction of the flow, but it addresses it in the wrong direction, namely up. And it also doesn't say that this has anything to do with the seam. Is that right? This is just about the coating. Is that, am I wrong?
It is about the coating. It doesn't talk about the seam the way the patent does, but it does talk about why you want to prevent moisture in the seam. So,
I want to be really careful. Does it say anything about preventing moisture? You said preventing moisture in the seam. I thought that this made only one point. When you have foam and you don't want it to get moldy or rotten or start crumbling or smelly, put a nice water prevention coat around it so that when it's sitting on the ground, the moisture from the ground won't do those bad things to the foam. What I don't think, does it say more than that?
I think the that's a fair reading, but it also talks about moisture in general and the fact that the influx of too much moisture is not good, but that some moisture is to be tolerated. It does talk specifically about the foam cells and the open foam cells and not wanting to have moisture there. But at the board, what appellant argued was that the tape on top of the seam prevents moisture from going into that seam. And I think the relevant fact findings by the examiner and the board here were that there was nothing in Noble preventing the tape from being removed after installation, because Noble says it is applied during installation.
On that point, how do you remove the tape once the hot tub is sitting on it?
Well, if you look at figure 3 of Noble, there are two hinges. There's the hinge where the seam is, and there's also a big hinge where the tub of water lifts up and comes back down.
Yeah.
So when you're finished installing and the seam between the two hinges is closed, there's a possibility to move the tape there before the big tub comes back down.
Oh, you're using the idea of when installation hasn't been completed, or is in your view completed, when the tub is still tilted, but the two pieces of the base are now flat. I thought that the talk was about installation is completed when the tub is now sitting on the thing, at which point it's hard to see how you remove the tape. Which is now...
Well, Noble, in the part that where Noble is talking about installation, it does talk about installation of the pad, but what it's really speaking to is the pipes that have to go under the half of the section while it's being hinged. And the rest of the spec supports that, because Noble says in various places that the hinges are temporarily adhered, and that supports the board and the examiner's fact-finding that Noble is broad enough to say you remove the tape, or you can remove the tape. And what I think is important here is that tape discussion speaks to the directionality of the moisture, even though the discussion didn't explicitly use the term directionality, because the tape only matters if the water is flowing from the top of the seam downward. And it sounds like the court understands the issues. Are there any other questions from the court?
Okay, thank you, counsel. Ms. Cameron, you have some...
Thank you.
You have some rebuttal time, Ms. Cameron?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you, Judge Moore. I think what's important is, even now, opposing counsel says the tape can be removed. But whether the tape can be removed is not the question. The question is whether a person of ordinary skill in the art would be motivated to modify Noble in some way to expressly have these seams recited in the claim limitations of the 302 patent to allow moisture to seep away from the bottom of the tank to reduce the likelihood of any corrosion property, any corrosion that would occur. And there is nothing in Noble that would suggest that. If the court has no further questions, it's for these reasons that we would ask this court to reverse the finding of the board and find that claims 1 through 27 are not obvious in view of these wholly non-analogous references. Thank you.
Okay, I thank both counsel for their arguments today. This case is taken under submission.